USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI says they are aware of the incident involving fake emails from an FBI.gov email account. Emails sent to tens of thousands of recipients warn of a possible cyber attack. Watchdog group Spamhouse Project says hackers compromised an external email system of the FBI. The agency saying the impacted hardware was taken offline upon discovery of the issue. The president will sign the massive infrastructure bill tomorrow.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event, he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports the president will arrive via helicopter on the White House lawn. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio's Billy Gerard is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A tentative deal reached last night between Kaiser Permanente and union leaders that will prevent a strike by thousands of nurses and other healthcare workers across Southern California and other Western states. They had planned to hit the picket lines tomorrow. Kaiser and its unions agreeing on a four-year contract covering nearly 50,000 employees. The deal still needs to be ratified, with voting occurring over the coming weeks. Austria ordering a nationwide lockdown for those who are not vaccinated starting at midnight Sunday to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Unvaccinated individuals older than 12 are prohibited from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as work, grocery shopping, going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. U.S. Department of Defense indicating it will respond to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt after his state's National Guard suggested it would reject a Pentagon COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all service members. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin believes a vaccinated force is a more ready force, and that's why he has ordered mandatory vaccines, including the National Guard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Virginia police officer is dead after being shot while responding to a welfare check on his 29th birthday. The suspect accused of shooting Officer Michael Chandler was arrested after an extensive manhunt that ended about 40 miles away. Officer Chandler found unconscious in a ditch by a sheriff's deputy. He was flown to the hospital and died hours later. SpaceX just pulling off a big week.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream, as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Earlier in the week, Crew 2 returning from the International Space Station after a six-month journey, and just two nights later, Crew 3 blasted back to space. Early matchups in the NFL include the Patriots hosting the Browns, the Falcons visiting the Cowboys, and the Titans hosting the Saints. This afternoon, the Chargers host the Vikings, and the Cardinals and Panthers meet in Arizona. On Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. The Monday night matchup is the 49ers and Rams in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.